Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Enreja Odrugasagor podcast. This is one of our last episodes because this is our farewell podcast. Today, the protagonist, Carmen. How are you?
Dobro, dobro, Kako City. Now I'm feeling quite like I'm feeling good, but I'm feeling overwhelmed for all the emotions that are coming to my heart. This podcast is quite difficult because I will talk about my experience as volunteer. I have a lot of feelings. This is a goodbye, and I mean, maybe one day I can come back to visit Zabok or whatever, but it's like this is finished, something that is difficult always to say goodbye. Like, I don't have to explain anything else because it is what it is. First of all, I want to talk about my feelings, let's say, there in Croatia. The adaptation process, let's say. At first, I was super aware about the possible cultural shocks that we could have living in other country. But it's true that with the warm welcoming and because of the, of course, brain mechanisms, I wasn't able to see that shocks. If you read something about adaptation process, it's true that you will find the first phase that is the honeymoon. And this was the first feeling that I had here. I was like, oh my God, Croatia is like super the best. I hate Spain. Like Croatia, but it's true that then when the time keep going, you start to have maybe little or big problems and you start to idealize your country of origin and to be super critic with the country you're living in. It happened to me more or less in March, April, more or less, when you start to have a day-to-day life, basically. It's true that then around June, July, I was like feeling adapt. You take that differences with your country and just go with it and you accept that your country is in one way, other countries are in other way, and maybe there are things that you don't like, but it is what it is. It's different, that's it. But it's important to highlight that this experience is super interesting for me. To have this kind of feelings is also a way to learn about yourself and to learn to adapt to other places, and it gives you knowledge, basically. And, of course, emotional knowledge. Now I want to talk about the work experience, let's say. There in Enreja Odrugasagor, we had the chance to improve our previous skills and also to get some new skills. And, of course, we took all the opportunities to do it. I would say so. And I think that we learned a lot. Like, I mean, a lot. Not all the things that we were expecting to learn. I mean, for example, we were keeping in mind that we had to organize workshops and things like this. And we learned from zero in some cases. But I also have to highlight that I also learned how to organize better my tasks, my schedule, everything. Like, I'm not like so messy person, but sometimes I want to do everything in 1 second and it's like, nope, and maybe you have to prioritize. And it's true that, for example, it's something that I got and I wasn't expecting to get that skill, but I got it. I have to say that I need to improve more, but I got it more or less. Also, I need to highlight how able I'm now to manage stress. Some of the situations in the organization were stressful because maybe we had a lot of things to do in a short period of time. And it's true that I have been able to manage my stress through that kind of periods, let's say. I won't go any further with this part, let's say, because I think that I mentioned more or less everything. Like, Enreja Odrugasagor, hvala lijepo for everything. And also, thank you for introducing me a lot of amazing people that I collaborated with. And as last part, but not less important, is how I spent my free time with you, Adrian, mostly. But something that we did a lot this year is to travel, like abroad and inside Croatia. We visit like 9 countries, a lot of parts of Croatia. I'm so glad with this because in Spain, maybe you take a bus. You are 2 hours in the bus and you are still in Spain. But you here take a 2 hours bus and you are in Slovenia 4 hours and you are in Budapest. It's crazy. The crazy thing of a small country and being in the center of Europe advantage. I don't know if you people who is listening this used to travel a lot, but you should. Also, I need to highlight how many people we met inside Zabok and also in the midterm and on arrival trainings. There we met other volunteers and it was like super good for us because I think that it's important to have people in the similar situation as you, but it's also important to know people in the place where you're living in. In general, I'm super glad of the amount of people that we met and I won't make it longer because I'm talking too much and I could be for hours talking about this year. Thank you, Vala Liepo, to Emreja Drugazagor and all the people that we met here in Zabok. I want to say that this is not a goodbye forever because I will come back to visit you. This is a dobijenja, not a bok. I don't know if it's correct, but that's it. And nothing else. Thank you very much for listening this, for everything. Dobijenja.